Look, we've all been there. You're traveling for work, the playoff game is on, but you're blocked from watching. NordVPN is your ultimate defense against online threats and regional blackouts. NordVPN lets you switch your virtual location, so you never miss a moment of action. And with speeds faster than a breakaway run, there's zero buffering, zero lag. But here's the game changer. NordVPN's protection is everywhere you are, using airport Wi-Fi, hotel network. Doesn't matter, they got you covered. Their threat protection feature blocks malware and phishing attempts like a pro defensive back. And talk about value, one account covers up to 10 devices. That's your phone, your laptop, your tablet, your smart TV, and on, the whole starting lineup. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/Zabecast. That's nordvpn.com/Zabecast. It will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. No risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? NordVPN, the ultimate defense against online threats and regional sports blackouts. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
What's next? What's happening? What you gonna do? You got the money you owe us, motherfucker?
We're putting the band back together.
You were the backbone, the nerve center of a great rhythm and blues band. You can make that live, breathe, and jump again.
Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
We'll do it live.
No.
We'll do it live!
Fuck it!
They came to work every day, and there were no days off!
The show goes on!
Right now, in over us, it's looking good, and here we are in Washington.
If anybody wonders, hey man, Zabe and Andy, I used to listen to you guys all the time. Where are you now? Well, the answer is we're right here on the Zabecast once a week, or something close. Andy is on AM 630, the sports capital, from 9 to 11 every morning. Right, Andy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And we are alive, and we have opinions. And if you stay tuned to this podcast, you're going to get them good and hard. There's actually a lot to talk about. And I believe we missed a week. I missed you last week. I didn't have room in the schedule. So it's
right.
Nice to connect again. Don't take offense to that, by the way.
No.
I knew you did.
I knew you were on your annual trip, your sunburn trip, and I'm very impressed that you've come back with a voice. Because many times,
thank you.
These,
yeah, I know.
On these junkets, you've come back with no voice at all.
I know. Well, I stopped trying to yell, and I either made sure to have a small speaker with a mic with me at all times, or a bullhorn. Either one to try to rally or try to herd 117 drunken Wisconsinites in the right direction. Yeah, we had a nice crew. I don't think, you know, I told these good people, I said, you know, where I come from, the East Coast, they don't have trips quite like this. You know,
The
winter big group getaway sponsored by a radio station. I don't think I ever recall that, even in the glory days, the heyday of radio.
Right.
In the D.C. market.
Sometimes they would organize trips to events like Super Bowls or, you know, some overseas trip or something like that. But no, what you have, how long have you been doing this? 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, coming up on 6 years now.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of unusual, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to dig into, so let's begin with Andy's big week. Not only did you get Deebo Samuel for a mere fifth-round draft pick for the Washington Commanders, but I heard that the Masson dispute with the Orioles and the Angelos family is finally over. This is like the last of the Japanese soldiers coming out of their tunnels in Okinawa. When I saw the news, I go, holy shit, that thing is just now finally getting resolved. Explain it to people, and why does it matter?
Well, it's crazy because a team was kept out of Washington for years. There was no baseball team from 1971 until 2005. And finally,
so that would be 34 years.
Right.
A 34-year empty void for those of us that really, because 71, I was 3 years old, Andy, so I don't remember the Senators the last time they were around.
Yeah, well, I do. And I remember when they left, and we were told, don't worry, the Padres are coming from San Diego in another year. And that never happened because Rick Rock brought the team.
Yeah, sit tight. Yeah. You get a team in no time. Well, 34 years later, finally, we get the Nationals, which were the Expos.
Correct.
And we're like, yay, everything is great. And then we find out the devil in the details, which is the evil Angelos Empire to the north at Baltimore, as part of conceding to them, Major League Baseball granted Angelos the TV rights to the Nationals under the Masson or Mid-Atlantic Sports Network umbrella. And it's been a dispute ever since because the Nationals as a franchise got pennies on the dollar for whatever money was coming in.
Well, the original deal was that the Orioles would control the rights, but they would split the revenue with the Nationals. And that never really happened. It was tied up in court for years. Finally, they got granted the rights to years like to 2015 or something like that. And then they've been having to deal with the last 10. And finally, Peter Angelos sold the team, or his family did, just before he died, to David Rubenstein, who is a hedge fund billionaire. And he said when he bought the team that he was going to try and resolve the conflict, which he did. Took him a year to do it. And the money now has been all settled. Everybody's happy with how the money is divided up. The big thing on this, though, is at the end of this season, 2025, the Nationals will be able to get their own TV deal, which I predict will be the collapse of Masson, because Masson's already struggling because of all the people cutting the cord. And what will happen is, I believe, that the Nationals will wind up on the Monumental Sports Network, which is owned by Ted Leonsis. Ted. And I also believe the Orioles will wind up there as well. And this is another interesting part of the whole landscape. When there is a conflict, especially when you get to the spring where the Capitals are still playing and the Wizards are still playing, that when there is a conflict, one of the teams is going to be streaming only, which Ted will want because that's the direction they want to go.
Ooh, okay. Interesting stuff. So the Pyrrhic victory part of this is that the Nationals gain their freedom right as the entire regional sports network model for Major League Baseball is collapsing now. So that is the unfortunate reality of it. And if you think the Nats are going to get a lot of money now to be able to play with and go buy players, I would say pump your brakes on that, because I don't know where baseball is going to get the money. They got to rethink how they pay for their entire sport the way things are now.
Well, did you hear the details on ESPN?
I did.
Getting out of their baseball deal?
ESPN told Major League Baseball, look, we know we've got a couple years left on our contract with you, but we're paying too much. So how about you take a 40% of what we've agreed to?
Right.
They asked
right.
for a 60% cut, and baseball said rightfully, get fucked. And the thing was done.
And ESPN was happy because they wanted them out of there.
They're like, oh, thank God that worked. I was worried they might say, okay, we'll take it.
they want to run more NFL preview shows, more combine recaps. That's what gets eyeballs.
I mean, the sad thing is, you and I remembered when ESPN proudly embraced baseball and had baseball analysts, and they ran a one-hour Baseball Tonight every night, and Sunday Night Baseball was a thing, and John Miller was the best in the business. Now all ESPN is basically NFL and NBA and yelling. That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a series of shouting shows, and I love
about two sports which is the NFL and the NBA. Yes,
right. And the facts versus volume show, which you suggested probably 15 years ago. It actually is on all the time. It's on 24 hours a day, and they just rotate the topics. Cowboys, Lakers. Cowboys, Lakers.
Right. The only thing is, I don't hear a lot of facts these days. It's mostly volume versus more volume. And just, can we get the mouthiest ex-jocks on TV? You know, Cam Newton. Why? Because he wears funky hats and he's willing to go there and say crazy things? Yeah, that's exactly why we've hired him.
The one guy there that's become a star not doing that is Scott Van Pelt, and that's a real tribute to his talent, because he doesn't do that, but it works. You know, he's got the personality to pull it off.
God bless Van Pelt Center at night and College Game Day. I think they're the last two pure bastions of what ESPN used to be still left. And, of course, the games, which is all that anyone really kind of cares about anyway.
Right. Oh, that's what they want. Yeah, they want more programming. They pay through the nose for it. And if the NFL is offering up more product, they'll take it, no matter what it is.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, so on the NFL front, the Commanders and GM Adam Peters acquire Deebo Samuel from the Niners for a mere fifth-round pick. Team does have to acquire his sizable contract that he just signed this past offseason after a long holdout that generated basically nothing. Or no, that was Ayuk that held out.
Yeah, his deal only has 1 year left.
But it's a big number. He's an exciting player when healthy and when motivated, but this year he quit on the team, which is not good.
Well, he's also had injuries. I mean, he has not had a big year, really, since 2021.
Right.
So, you know.
But he quit on the team, though, at the end of the year, remember? He refused to go in?
Well, and that's an interesting aspect of it. But they have established something here that I didn't think they could accomplish in 1 year. But it's like, you know, and another thing on top of that contract is that's not guaranteed money. So, worst case scenario, he comes in out of shape. He doesn't want to do things their way. They cut him, and all they lose is a fifth-round pick. There's no guaranteed money.
Am I thinking of Deebo that quit on the team or Devondre Campbell? It might have been Devondre Campbell.
Oh, that's the guy Deebo. That left the – you're saying he quit on the team. I mean, he did want to get out. Isn't that the guy that left the game that wouldn't go in the game?
Yes, I'm sorry. Devondre Campbell.
That's a different guy.
He was a Packer for a little bit, and he ended up showing his ass when it's all said and done. You're like, okay, dude, like, get real. So are you, I mean, pretty excited to add him to Scary Terry and the crew?
Look, I've reached the point with Adam Peters where I go, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. I trust his judgment. The draft picks were good, obviously, with Jaden Daniels, but also guys like Mikey Sanderstill and other players that they took further down the line. He hit it out of the park with free agency. I mean, and they didn't go crazy last year. So if this is a big reach, I trust them. And he knows the guy. I mean, he was with San Francisco when they drafted him. So
how, like it. How great is it to have a good GM finally?
It's such a breath of
fresh air.
Let's just use the term GM, because in the entire 24-year horrific run of Dan Snyder as the owner, they tried it one time, a real GM, Scott McLuhan, did fairly well. They got him to the playoffs, but they said, nah, we don't want him, so they spread stories about him drinking, which may
Whoa. That's how you recall that exit?
I do. But
What do you mean spread stories? He was drinking.
Okay, even if he was, okay, let's say he was. Then
so was Snyder drinking.
When they fired him, the GM position clearly worked those 2 years, I think. Why did they not replace him with another GM? They went back to Bruce Allen and his Michigas.
Michigas.
Yeah.
No. Well, I would say any fan who roots for a team that has good management, good personnel people, GM, team president, whatever, never take it for granted. Cherish it for as long as you got it. Because when you are saddled with a stooge who's a clown, who's making terrible trades for your team, like Nico Harrison down there in Dallas, then you are truly and royally fucked.
Right. No, that's, I mean, it's a position that matters. There are guys who have been Hall of Fame GMs. They had one here in Bobby Bethard. So yeah, if you got one, hang on to him and let him do his thing.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, I would say they've got three really good GMs right now. John Horst, who is the GM of the Bucks, has kind of been painted into a corner with being able to make moves because of various stuff. And at the deadline, he ended up pulling the trigger for Kyle Kuzma. Now, you know Kyle Kuzma, former Wizard now, and nobody was excited for Kuzma. He's turned out pretty well. He's gotten him younger, more athletic than what Middleton could offer, made a couple other small moves, including bringing on a guy in Kevin Porter Jr. who's got a bad rap sheet of having beat up his girlfriend, but he's eligible to play. As Spurrier would say, he's not in jail, is he? And then acquired a big man from the Knicks who was averaging 1.2 points per game, and at least through the first seven games, they've been clicking. So he's nimble. He's really good. And then you got Gutekunst in Green Bay, who's really good, I believe, in what he does. And then this guy, Matt Arnold, for the Brewers, has the Brewers competitive with a payroll that is nowhere near the big boys in baseball. So I try to tell my listeners up there, man, this is the golden age of GMs.
It is, and I will say this, that's a great advantage for the Packers. No owner. So
well, it is. Although, you know what the Achilles heel, and I say this from time to time, every now and then you need the wrath of an owner. You need the fear of a billionaire owner with a giant yacht to really focus the minds of the organization to win and win big. The Packers' one Achilles heel is that they're so nice and calm and family run, and they don't have that dipshit owner, that I think they lack urgency at times. Like, fuck, we have the roster to win it all. Why is there not more urgency? And I think part of that is you don't have that asshole owner.
Okay, but do you want the guy in Carolina?
No, I don't. I don't want it. I'm just saying it's a byproduct. It's the one Achilles heel. It's a great situation. The NFL will never allow it again. I was explaining to a non-sports fan on our trip poolside while we were down in Jamaica the whole situation with the Packers and the owners, and I was like, yeah, they don't have an owner because they were one of the original two teams and they just kind of left it that way. And it's almost like, you know, an old fossil that is frozen in amber, you know, in the stone. Well, that is also never going to be this way ever again.
I guess there might have been a team that would have wound up in Milwaukee, but what Pete Rozelle did in 1962 is so amazing in this long-term look.
Which was
that he went to Wellington Mara, who was the owner of the Giants, and they were in the number one TV market in the country, and he said, we're going to have it so you get the same amount of TV revenue as the Green Bay Packers. And
Mara, went along with it.
And he did.
To his credit.
Here we are. Yeah. Well, he's gone, but man, that deal was so smart and really – you know, change the league. Yeah, there was some movement with Al Davis and some other teams that have moved. You know, the Rams have moved several times. But by and large, it's created such incredible stability for the league. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's really socialism, but it's working out for the league big time. And now they're such a juggernaut. It's like the Packers have already said Mark Murphy, former Redskin, you remember him. Mm-hmm. He's the outgoing team president because his term is up. And
he's
said,
too old.
I know.
70.
Yeah. Right. How about that, huh? I know, Andy,
like
you're 67 now, right?
66. I'll be 67 this year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I hate to ask you this, but don't you believe we ought to have some age limits for some things in life?
Mm? Yes, I'm 100% in favor of age limits.
Nice.
100%. Absolutely. For everything. Across the board.
Yeah. So anyway, he did say that Murphy told Packer fans, look, get ready to be playing internationally at least once every other year, if not every year, playing one game overseas. And not everybody is thrilled with that.
Right, but it's going to be league-wide because they're going to have a schedule of an overseas game every week. That's going to happen. There's money.
Well, right. All they need is 16 international games, and now you got 32 teams to fill the 16 international games. Boom, you're done.
Exactly. More money. Money, money, money.
Money, money, money. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Hey everybody, Zabe here. It seems like every day there's more attention on crypto as headlines talk about digital assets reaching new milestones. Well, with only 21 million Bitcoin to ever exist, it's designed to be scarce. And that scarcity can mean real staying power. My friends at CoinFlip Preferred believe that stepping into the crypto world should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step, from your very first transaction to the more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know this space inside and out. Ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence? Visit coinflip.tech/Zabe or use promo code Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo for 50% off transaction fees. Valid one per customer until May 30th, 2025. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Speaking of the NFL and television, did you see where no team, after the fiasco that was Hard Knocks offseason with the Giants, volunteered to do it this year around? So they're going to do Hard Knocks Belichick. They're doing Hard Knocks North Carolina football because no NFL team wanted their own version of disastrous offseason personnel moves being shoved in their face like the Giants had with Saquon Barkley.
Now, I wonder about this for Belichick, who clearly wants to get back in the league. I'm pretty sure he wants to coach.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the NFL.
At his age?
Well, Pete Carroll just got back in, and he's a year older. So I think he's looking at it. Now, I wonder about this. How he appears in this show, do you think that will come off as an advantage or a disadvantage for him in the next hiring cycle in the NFL? Because the buyout goes down to a paltry $1 million for next year. $1 billion.
I don't think the show will matter. I think whether or not he wins will matter.
That's true. That's true. But also people want to know, because I think that the fear of him was he's the monster. He's going to want to be in control of everything. And he's got his boy Mike Lombardi now as the GM of the team.
Right.
You know, will he cede to him on certain things? That's my question.
What's weird is that, you know, he played the, you know, Michigan J. Frog Act, where he's just like, run to Cincinnati, for post-game pressers. So you thought he was just a closed, sealed, aloof asshole. But then he volunteered to do stuff for NFL Films when they had that multi-part series when he was with New England that gave him incredible access, which spawned such footage of the Halloween roller skate party, where you saw a side of Belichick that was totally different. And if you saw that series of Belichick, and I forget what it was called, you came away going, oh, he's a real person. He's not a complete clown.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's what people said about it who knew him. But, you know, if you're going to play the jerk at every news conference, well, I mean, what do you expect? And, you know, that was supposedly why Arthur Blank got spooked last year when he didn't hire him. So,
How about his girl, by the way?
What do you think about that? That is, okay, mazel tov to him. I'm just wondering. Now, maybe this isn't important, but what does a 72-year-old man have to discuss with a 24-year-old woman? Maybe that's not part of the relationship, but it would seem that there should be conversation between the two of them. And what the hell do they talk about?
Andy, I am completely with you. I have said before, and I'll say it again, this relationship is disgusting. It is a joke on both fronts. She's doing it to be, you know, for access to a, you know, a life of fame because she's now gone viral for dresses she has worn. She is the ultimate thirst trap who is riding Belichick's coaching fame and his big blubbery 72-year-old body to a newfound level of stardom in the NFL or stardom in American life, where all you have to do is be viral a couple of times and people know who you are, whether you got talent or not. She's cynical in her approach. And then you've got Belichick saying, well, fuck it. I got money. She's young. She's hot. She fucks me. I'm in. It's disgusting on both fronts.
I guess.
It needs to be 30 years. Like 30-year gap is the minimum, in my opinion, for it to be at least decent. This is almost 50-year age gap.
Not only that, but when he shows up at the NFL awards ceremony, she's wearing a dress where she's showing as much possible skin as you conceivably could do. So it's already a guy with a woman young enough to be his granddaughter. And you know, maybe you just tone that down a little bit, especially for public events with the NFL. I know I sound like the church lady, but it just seems to me that's the way it should be.
Yeah. I mean, look, she's really the age of one of his grandchildren.
Yeah, so as I said, he could easily have a 24-year-old granddaughter.
Unbelievable. Well, you know what? Coaches think differently. Obviously, at least some coaches do. That's for sure. Hell, Rick Pitino doesn't worry about that back that restaurant booth in the back of the Italian restaurant anymore. Yeah, now he's flying high with the Johnnies.
But the wife stuck with him.
I know.
I think he's been married 50 years.
I know. I looked it up. I had to go look up the details of that because I said, well, now that Pitino's back in the conversation, I want to get my facts straight on this booster. Did you know the booster ended up marrying an assistant coach after the restaurant booth and the abortion? And that the assistant coach for Pitino was married to this woman, Ms. Cipher, for several years? Like, that's super awkward, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, clearly she wanted access to the program, so she got it.
I guess so. All right. Some other things to talk about. The franchise tag. So apparently T. Higgins has been hit with the franchise tag, and already this is going to cause some waves in Cincinnati. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Why the union does not understand how evil this wrinkle of the CBA is and why they haven't worked harder to eliminate it, it just boggles the mind. As Ken Beatrice would say, it boggles the mind.
Well, I remember a discussion I had with Jim Lachey, who was then playing for the Redskins, one of the best tackles in the league at the time, when they put this in. And that was his big beef, the franchise tag. He said, well, we really don't have clear free agency if they're able to do this. And yeah, I mean, that
the union's argument, Demora Smith, his argument when he was the head of the union said, well, it's they only franchise a handful of guys every year, like 9, 10 guys. My argument was, yeah, but they could franchise anybody they want. When there's one particular good player who's about to walk out your door that you don't want to commit a large multi-year deal to with about 30 or 40 million of guarantees, you just want to rent him for one more year, bam, you franchise tag him, and the player's fucked. Next thing you know, they get hurt, and now their big deal is down the river and gone. Terrible for the players. Terrible.
But you can also screw yourself with it, as the Redskins did with Kirk Cousins, and it worked out great for Cousins. Now, he was willing to gamble on that, but, you know, once it got to year three on the tag, they tagged him twice, it was financially impossible. He was allowed to walk. He got the most guaranteed money at the time. And I think this year, when that salary is paid out, he will have made more money in his career than Tom Brady.
That's incredible. But you know what, though? Kirk is the only guy that walked through the valley of fire of two franchise tags to be able to walk out the door. Nobody else has ever done it. And I'm not even sure who else has been franchise tagged twice.
There have been a couple guys, but the quarterback money is through the roof. And, you know, the stupidity of the organization run by Bruce Allen at the time, who he tried to publicly embarrass him into signing a deal. And Cousins went and his agent went to him and they said, OK, we'll sign for $19 million a year, which, you know, quickly became below market. No.
Yeah.
So they let him walk and they brought in Alex Smith, which would have worked out fine if he didn't suffer one of the most gruesome injuries in NFL history.
Yeah. No. T. Higgins responded today with one word on Twitter, which was tag. It is the second straight year the Bengals have placed the franchise tag on him. This is probably just, well, we got to do it now because here's the deadline to tag him. Maybe a team is willing to trade us something and then sign T. Higgins to the deal that he wants. So I guess it makes sense there, but I mean, as a player, I'd be super pissed.
Yeah, but I mean, they weren't going to get a deal done, and he would have hit free agency, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know if he's that good. So doesn't look like the Commanders are going to be in the T. Higgins market now that they've got Debo, right?
No, I mean, and I don't think they should be. I think this is another year where they got to get better. But there's a big mountain to climb in Philadelphia, and if you're going to try and cram everything into one year to try and get them, I don't think you're going to do it. I think you're still looking at 2 years before they're really serious Super Bowl contenders.
Jimmy Johnson's retiring after 30 years on the set at NFL on Fox. What are your thoughts?
You know, there was a show on, you may remember, it's called Petticoat Junction. And there was a guy, an older guy, who just used to sit around at the junction, sit on the porch. It was like a hotel, the Shady Rest.
Okay.
And in one episode, he said he was retiring, and everybody said, from what? Jimmy Johnson had a deal with Fox where unless it was a doubleheader game for Fox, he didn't even have to leave his home in Florida. He was on remote while they did this one-hour show. I mean, you know, let's face it. He is 80 years old. I understand that.
80. It looks great for 80, by the way.
Yeah, you would, too, if you spent all your time on a boat
in Florida.
And 17 Sundays a year you had to work,
Right.
Petty. Check out the guy who's the Walmart greeter who needs, the $7 an hour they're paying him so he can pay his bills. He doesn't look like that.
So who's the most essential guy on that show then? Does this wreck that pregame show without Jimmy Johnson's insights into the game of tackle football professional style, for which he's been out of for now a decade plus?
I mean, he's good, but there's 12 guys on that set, and they're working in Gronk. Gronk looks to be Bradshaw's replacement. Bradshaw's next. He said he wants to stay, I think, another 4 years or 5 years or something like that.
Okay.
But Gronk will be basically replacing Jimmy. I think Howie's still good. You know, and I think the chemistry that he has with Terry is nice. And then Strahan. Strahan always talks about retiring. Right. He's the only guy who's kind of in his prime for this job. You know, he's, what is, 50s, early 50s, late 40s, something like that.
Yeah. Is it true that Jimmy Johnson did not go to his own mother's funeral because he was preparing for a game?
This is all part of the whole, you know, Jimmy Johnson thing. He left the Cowboys after 5 years, basically, because he couldn't work with Jerry anymore. He goes to work for Fox right away because that's when they were, you know, getting off the ground. And then he got called back. He wanted to coach in Miami. He basically pushed Shula out the door. You know, he said some things that, you know, he hastened Shula's exit because Shula was 65. You know, that's not considered that old anymore. But when he left, then Jimmy got that job. And then I guess a year or so into it, his mother died and he missed the funeral to coach a game. And that's where he had his big epiphany. Like, wow. I can't.
How do you miss your own mom's funeral?
He did because he had a game and he wasn't going to miss the game. And
couldn't they have held the funeral earlier or later by a day?
That's a good question. And as far as I know, he's not Jewish. Because in the Jewish religion, as I've told you,
get him in the ground
the
quick.
Before the next sundown, unless it happens like on a Friday, and then you can't bury anybody on Saturday the Sabbath. But I don't think she was Jewish.
Wow.
For whatever reason, or maybe he said, "I'm going to come, schedule the funeral," and then at the last minute said, "No, I'm not going to be able to make it." I don't know, but he got out of coaching fairly quickly after that.
Are you thinking of Floyd Smoot, the engineer and conductor of the Hooterville Cannonball?
No.
In the episode of Petticoat Junction?
It was Uncle Joe.
Oh.
There's Uncle Joe. He's sitting on whatever, you know, the theme song.
Yes, the show was about the goings-on at the rural Shady Rest Hotel.
Right.
And it ran from September of 63 to April of 1970, and it was a spinoff of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, there were a lot of shows like that at that time. That was a very popular genre. Green Acres was sort of the same type of show.
Yeah. June Lockhart was in that. She was a dime back in the day.
Meredith, there were like three women in there. They were all attractive.
Linda K. Henning was another one. Janine Riley.
Right. Woo. And there was Meredith McCrae was the other one, and she was also quite attractive.
Yeah, there she is. Okay. Yeah. Last thing for you today, and that is, do you ever wonder how people are sports fans still? Meaning full paying, buy in, buy the jersey, go to games, buy season tickets, hardcore sports fans, because what the Dallas Mavericks are doing right now is unbelievable. Not just a trade of their superstar to a rival team in the West, the Lakers, for basically a broken down nag in return, but they just announced yesterday that they are raising ticket prices for next year on average by 8%, which means some tickets are going up by even more than that. How, Andy, do the Mavericks have a single fan left to call a fan?
I have no idea. And I wonder about buying season tickets these days. Because if you buy a season package, a full, you know, unless you're like a business and you use it for business, but an individual, who's going to go to 41 basketball games a year?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, so, and I guess they can do it. And nobody said, you know what, let's just wait a year to raise ticket prices. Let's let the anger subside just a bit. They're like, no, fuck it. We're going to do it. We don't care what people say, and we're not worried about the fallout.
Yeah, and I guess people have hopes that it's going to, you know, come back. I thought the whole next 10 years are going to be built around Luka, but I guess not.
So did everyone with a 77 jersey in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metro.
Yeah. So, I again, with StubHub and other ways to get tickets, it just doesn't make sense to me for anybody to buy season tickets.
Yeah. All right, tournament's coming up. This could be our last year of a reasonable-sized tournament. They're probably going to expand it next year.
Yeah.
Terps look like they got a shot to make a run. Feeling pretty excited?
Yeah. I mean, they've had – I was at the game against Michigan State where the – hit the buzzer beater from 65 feet. But that was a great atmosphere. I mean, that program, in terms of fan support, is back now, and that's good.
Well, but I hear the student section is very late in arriving, and sometimes they don't show up.
Not for this game.
Okay.
Not for this game.
But some of the lesser games, apparently the student section at Maryland is not showing up in full force.
This goes back quite a ways, even when they're in the ACC. I mean, I can't believe this, but I remember at the time that you had to go to a certain number of games. They would actually, like, take attendance.
I remember that, yeah.
For you to be eligible to go to the Duke game. That's a far cry from what I remember from college basketball when I was that age.
All right. Get your pool sheets in by 5 p.m. Make sure you have your $10 to the secretary, Peggy. Remember the good old days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, paper sheets, and somebody had to tabulate them day after day. Just now it all goes over to CBS Sports.
Right? I know. All right, Andy, good to talk again. We'll chat next week. Thank you.
All right, Dave. Take care.
There you go.
Then I look at you, and the world all.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.